fabulously fruity wine is where we've actually moved to now. We're delighted to speak to the wonderful
Linda Clayton.
Linda, great to touch base with your good self. We have our official tasters here, as well as being ace correspondents and journalists, etc. Because you sort of said, when we actually sort of taste this whole thing, it's obviously part of the Love Food Select linkage. But talk to us about fabulously fruity wines.
Well, fabulously fruity wines started because we're fruit farmers, and you always have a bit of fruit left over that you can't sell or whatever. And we started making wine. So it's grown on the farm, it's made on the wine, and we sell it from the farm.
And it sounds, again, a perfect sort of wonderful virtuous circle that you've established, really.
It's very good. Yeah, it's one of your five a day.
Well, of course, naturally. Emma?
I'm not going to lie, I love wine. So it's great to see that you've got, like, locally produced products as well. So I think it's really fantastic.
It's totally different to a great wine. Forget the reds and the dries and all that sort of thing. And the colour comes from whatever the fruit is. It's 11% like most great wines, but it's absolutely full-on fruity, which is why we call it fabulously fruity.
Full-on fruity, eh?
Oh, yeah. It's not. A lot of fruit wines are great wine-based with either flavourings or something added to it, whereas ours, it's made purely from the fruit. So it actually packs a punch, taste-wise, but it doesn't knock you off your feet. It's not like the old homebrew.
Obviously, as the designated driver, I will actually sort of pass this opportunity, but I do sense that even though it's difficult, I mean, students and wine, I can't see it really happening myself, really. But Jessica, your thoughts?
Well, I'm not a wine drinker. I do love my ciders, my fruity ciders especially, so I'm very interested in this, so... Very good.
This is the moment, then. Would you like to actually provide... What would you recommend that our team actually try here?
What is your favourite fruit?
I do like strawberries.
Strawberries are sweetest, so that will be a sweet wine. They're all sweeter than grape wines because of the natural sugar in fruit. But some are less sweet and some are more sweet.
Okay.
Try a gooseberry, because most people say, oh, I don't like gooseberry. And then when they try it, they say, oh, I love that. Wow,
this is Jessica going for the gooseberry. Emma?
I like a bit of everything, actually, so I don't mind.
That's quite a middle of the road red.
Middle of the road, okay.
And we don't actually have a spittoon, so they're not actually going to sort of taste it around and spit the whole thing out. They're going to, there is that. Okay, well, Emma's obviously gone straight for the whole thing there. Down in one, which is fantastic. So, Emma, your thoughts?
That's really nice, actually. Yeah, that's so sweet and, yeah, it's lovely.
And now the gooseberry.
That's actually amazing. I'd happily have that again.
A lot of people don't know what to expect, and when they try it, they say, wow, because it's such a full-on flavour. I mean, you get people that say, well, actually, they're all too sweet for me, which is fair enough. It depends on your palate. I mean, I can say to somebody, I think that's the drier range, and they say, oh, isn't it sweet? And then they'll have the strawberry, they say, oh, it's a bit dry, and I think, wow, you know, I think it's really sweet. So that's why we do wine tastings, because you have to try them.
I'm thinking, actually, we really should do a location report with wine tasting at Fabulously Fruity Wines. Would you say that would be an option in the new year?
Why not? Why not?
And how do people get in touch with you if they can't get to this particular event? Is it a case of going to www.peakstopfarm.com?
That's right. Yes, we're on online, so just come and have a look and see what we do at the farm. We have wine tastings at the farm every Saturday, 12 midday till 4 p.m, so if you want to come along, you can...
Emma, wine tasting on a Saturday, would you be up for that?
Sounds very fancy.
It's very friendly, very, very informal.
Fantastic. Well, I think it's been thumbs up from both our tasters from that point of view. So, as expected, Fabulously Fruity Wines gets the seal of approval from Level 2 and Level 1 journalists.
The only thing to do now is drink more of it and try more of it.
Cheeky.
Jessica, I think it was your good self who, when we actually passed the Barn Bacon Company, said, ah, it reminds me of New Zealand.
Oh, definitely. I love a bit of hog roast and everything.
There we are, fantastic. Obviously, Emma is a vegetarian, so yeah, we'd step away.
I'm out on this one.
All right, but we're delighted to speak to a gentleman who's wearing his authentic bowler hat, which is great, so from that point of view. And your name is?
My name is Andrew Smith.
Andrew, talk to us about the Barn Bacon Company, traditional dry-cured bacon, hams and sausages.
Certainly, yes. I set it up in 1998 as a hobby. I started it as keeping all our own pigs, and I was determined to try and find some nice dry cured bacon rather than the wet limp stuff that you get from the supermarkets. And so we started it up as a hobby, and it's really grown from there.
That's quite a phenomenal step from a hobby to where we are now, obviously celebrating your wares at the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair. Fantastic stuff.
Well, it's in about 2000, we had a big crash in pig prices, and so I thought we'd better try and turn this hobby into a paying business. And so that's what it's become. And we do a lot of food fairs up and down the country. And we're also in London at the farmers markets every weekend.
Jessica.
Well, your intentions are definitely great. I agree with you. Supermarket bacon and cured ham is a bit slimy for me. But how long have you been running this business, and where do you see yourself in, like, next 10 years?
Well, as I'm now 63, in ten years' time, I'll be very happy if I'm still here.
Oh, no, don't think like that. Positive thoughts.
Yes, well, we're very happy doing what we are doing. We like to deal with the end user, so we can explain how we look after our pigs and cure our bacon, and so that they can buy and enjoy their food with confidence.
Very good.
Emma, any observations from your own point of view?
Well, obviously I'm not really interested on the sort of pig side of things, but on the business side of things, it's quite interesting, as you said, it started out as a hobby. How did you get funding to then make it into a proper business?
We did it really with using our own funding, and we've always done that. We've always operated inside ourselves rather than and build it using money that we have made in the previous year, rather than going for big overdrafts. We've let it grow naturally.
And in terms of obviously where you're located, obviously you say you're down in London regularly doing the markets there. Are you a Lincolnshire company first and foremost?
Well, next door. We're at Sherwood Forest.
So in Nottinghamshire?
Yes.
Makes perfect sense in all sorts of ways. It's been fabulous touching base with your good self. Are you a regular at the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair, the Christmas market, or is this are you one of the newbies that I know Jane and Amelia are very excited about?
No, we've been doing this show now for 10 years.
There we are. And from your own opinion, as a regular, is it getting better and better?
Oh yes, the quality of the stands improves each year, and the Lincolnshire people are a really nice group of people to deal with and to talk to. And they always support it extremely well.
Last year, of course, that would be 2013 for the Food and Gift Fair at the Lincolnshire Christmas area here of the Lincolnshire Showground. We were delighted, Ed Wellman and myself, to do a feature on the Retro Sweet Bar. And needless to say, the first thing that Emma and Jessica were saying, oh, sweets, fantastic. We're delighted now to be able to speak to you.
It's Jim Crennell, yeah. I run a company called Sweets of Yesteryear. And we're trying to bring all the old-fashioned sweets back into main circulation again.
And clearly succeeding, because I think this stand is even more impressive than last year. So, Jim, you're obviously doing something right.
Well, that's it. We decided to try and make it look a bit more like a sweet shop. So we've made the boards around the back so it looks like a sweet shop with the jars. Artificial, of course.
Let's hand over to our team here, Emma, first and foremost. What are your views on vintage sweets, many of which, of course, were in circulation long before you were born?
Yeah, well, I mean, it all looks great, and I think the presentation that you've done as well looks fantastic. The fact that you've got sweets sort of laid out in retro British suitcases, and you've got post boxes and phone boxes, I think it's all really quaint, and yeah, it looks fantastic.
Thank you, yeah. Well, we're trying to make it something different and trying to attract people's attention. And hopefully at the end of it, they'll make a purchase.
Well, there's always the way from that point of view. Jessica?
Well, I think these kind of sweets are lacking in New Zealand. We need to bring some over. Looking at these licorice comfits, those are my mum's favourites, and it's actually making me really hungry. But, no, it's a great job. As Emma said, the presentation is wonderful.
Jim, you know, you clearly, I mean, you had a flea from the heart there, you know, licorice comfits from the girl from New Zealand, now basically in the Isle of Man. What would you recommend they should try in terms of...
Well, I think it depends on what you like. I mean, a lot of people do like the licorice sweets that we have. We have about 7 or 8 different kinds. Our brand new one at this show is the old-fashioned shrimps. They were made a lot smaller, but now we've made them bigger, so we've got their jumbo size, like they used to be.
Official super shrimps, to be precise.
That's right, super shrimps, yeah. As I say, you've got over about 80 different ones to choose from, and Just help yourself.
Well, there we are. I mean, you, it's your. Would you like to actually sort of just make some suggestions? As obviously, we'll take a line from them. A very happy customer, etc.
We make all the fudges and things ourselves. So if you like the fudges, obviously, I mean, I particularly like plain fudge. But if you like Bailey's or some of the other ones, we've also just started with the chocolate and peanut chocolate cluster and Turkish delight at this show. So. The field is yours.
I realise, Emma, that you're probably sort of sacrificing all sorts of things from this point of view. Which one would you like to go for?
I don't know. This is hard. Too much choice.
Exactly.
There's a great range.
Where there is choice.
Might have to have it all. Might have to buy out.
That might be beyond our budget, it has to be said. But we'll certainly look at the whole system there as Jim provides another satisfied customer. And this is just the press night, of course. This is just the sort of the general guest routine. So, I mean, what happens tomorrow and over the weekend? It'll be phenomenal, really.
Well, hopefully so, yes. I mean, I'm hoping for a good weekend again. I mean, I'm on the road all year. I don't have a shop. So I do about 42 shows a year, so we go all around the country.
So where will we find Sweets of Yesteryear and, of course, your good self in action over the next few months?
Well,
or weeks, even?
Well, for the next 3 weeks, I'm going down to Clumber Park, which is Nottingham, and we're exhibiting there for 3 weeks. And then I have a two-week break for holiday, and then the first week in January at Newark Showground for the bike show.
You are.
I'm back in Lincoln. August for the Steam Spectacular. So I should be back to Lincoln then.
There you go, you see. So, and do you have a website that people can actually follow you on, or a Facebook page, or such high technology stuff?
Yeah, we have a Facebook, which is Sweets of Yesteryear. So you'll see some of the products and things that we do on there as well.
Jim, it's ever been a delight. We might try the sort of tasting thing in a home moments. I think somewhere between Jessica and Emma will decide exactly what they're going to go for. But for the moment, many thanks indeed.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, girls, help yourself to a bag if you want.
It's genuinely true that the Food and Gift Fair can actually provide you with a whole heap of variety of things. And we're currently looking at a Gold Award champion, 2014 to 2016, Lincolnshire poacher, of course, Plum Loaf. And we're about to speak to...
Rob Myers.
The Rob Myers from Rob Myers Plum Loaf, perhaps.
Yeah, Myers Bakery. Yeah, family business.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, Jessica.
I'm interested in this tea loaf. Can you describe it to me, the taste and how it's made?
Yeah, sure. Okay, well, the plum loaf is our signature product, which goes back to 1901. So what you've asked about the tea loaf is relatively new. We've only been making that for about 8 years or so now. So the plum loaf is a fruit bread, so it's a normal bread dough, sweet bread dough mixed with fruit, whereas the tea loaf is actually a cake mixture, more like you probably make at home. So it's a bit heavier, denser, obviously it's made with freshly brewed tea, so it gives it a nice flavour, so quite different to the plum loaf.
I've got to say, Rob, for somebody who's 113 years old, you're looking very good, since obviously the plum loaf actually started, really. So very good indeed.
Thank you, yeah. Eat a plum loaf a day, it keeps you good.
Clearly. Yeah. Emma?
I've always quite fancied myself to be a baker, but I haven't quite got the knack at it. So have you got any tips for home baking?
So it'd be a possible work experience for you in the bakery soon here.
Any tips? Use good quality ingredients. Don't try to rush anything. Take your time and do it properly. And I think that then you'll get a good quality product at the end.
Fantastic. I might enter Great British Bake Off next year then.
Rob, on a serious note, I mean, we talked about obviously Gold Award champion for the Lincolnshire poacher. I mean, as you said, your signature product, the plum loaf itself, you must be very proud to obviously be part of a business which is such a success.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it goes back to my great-great-grandfather. I'm the fifth generation of family to come into the business now, continue it and, hopefully, you know, keep turning it out and keep everything good quality and, you know, hopefully we'll be going for another 100 years.
Absolutely. And were there ever any times when you thought, no, I want to do something completely different, like make mince pies?
But we make it all at the bakery. This is just plum loaf's our biggest seller, but we do the full range of breads and all the Christmas cakes, puddings, mince pies, fruit slabs, you name it.
It's all there, absolutely. Now, as I say, both Emma and Jessica are our official tasters. What would you recommend they should actually try, or have you got anything that they can possibly try at this stage?
I think they've got to go for the plum loaf for a start, really. That's the thing. Yeah.
Obviously, the plum loaf is deep-rooted. Can we grab some of the plum loaf so we can try that?
Yeah, it's my father that's sampling it. It's a pop over there and grab some now.
Okay, well, he's in deep conversation, so we'll do that for the moment. Where can we actually find Myers in Lincolnshire in terms of the plum loaf itself? Where are you based?
We're based at Horncastle, but we supply a good range of butchers, delis, farm shops, Lincolnshire Co-op, so, you know, a wide range of different stockists. Best thing is to go to the website, look at our stockist page and find the nearest one to you.
Or, of course, the website myersbakery.co.uk.
That's correct.